And I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp and Michelle LaFlamme Childs from the Santa Fe Art Institute, which is hosting this event with Bill McKibben. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Mary Charlotte. A pleasure to be here with you.
So tell us what else is going on besides the event at the Lensic on Wednesday.
Well, actually, this is a sort of prelude to another large community art action that we're hoping to bring forth in the late spring, early summer. And it begins with this marvelous talk that Bill McKibben is going to present to the community on November 9th at 7 o'clock at the Lensic. But it's not just his talk. Obviously, part of what's going on is the kind of thing that always goes on at the Art Institute. It's a community collaboration. And so we're going to be bringing performers from all kinds of organizations here in Santa Fe that have to do with art and environment and environmental art. And we're also hoping that all of the people who come will participate in an audience art action that we're going to record by video.
At the Lensic?
At the Lensic, sitting in their seats, and we're going to record it by video and photography, and we're going to post it up on our website, and it's also obviously going to go up on the 350.org website.
Can you give us a hint of what...
it will have something to do with the idea of moving from coal to sun.
Uh-huh.
And the idea...
There's kind of darkness and light metaphors in there.
Yes. You're very perceptive there, Charlotte.
Well suited to an art action.
Yes. And so it will be something... We're going to have spoken word poetry, and we're going to have performance pieces, and we're going to introduce a very important large-scale work that's coming out of Little Globe, which is the community arts program. And Little Globe has been working on a major opera called Piece of Coal. And it really centers on the fact that here in Santa Fe, where we take for granted the fact that we've got the cleanest air and the most beautiful, clearest sky, we're not all that far from the Four Corners region. And the San Juan coal plant that's up there is one of the nastiest, most polluting coal plants in the United States. And it produces a hefty part of our electric every day.
Right.
And so the idea is to focus a little bit on the fact that, yeah, we don't live in Farmington, and we don't have to put up with all that pollution in the air and all of the asthma and all of the byproducts of that pollution.
But some of it travels.
Some of it travels, but I think it's deeper, and that's that we're still responsible. We turn on our electric, you know, appliances.
Right.
And we have electricity in our houses, and we really don't stop and think about where it comes from. And New Mexico, that has such a potential to be an alternative energy source here in New Mexico and a model for the world, we're not really focusing on that. So it's a kind of desire to bring awareness to the other possibilities for energy production in our wonderful state.
There have been movements and EPA regulators and so on who have tried to regulate that coal plant and bring the carbon emissions way, way, way down, and the PNM basically has been fighting it tooth and nail.
Well, of course they are, because what they're saying is it will be so costly. But had PNM been more responsible over all these last 20 years, it would have been an incremental expenditure that they were putting in.
And as Bill McKibben just told us, as you just heard, the cost of not doing anything is so much higher.
I also wanted to mention that in conjunction with the Bill McKibben talk, the Art Institute is having an open call exhibition that will open that evening, the evening of the event, for those folks that buy the benefit tickets, and will open the next day on November 10th. All work of all medium is accepted. It just has to be delivered to the Art Institute, gallery ready by November 4th.
And it has to be work that deals with environmental issues in whatever form, whatever artist would like to submit. And as is always the case with our community open call, the idea is not to jury, but to let people bring the art that they care about and share it.
Diane Karp and Michelle LaFlamme-Childs are with the Santa Fe Art Institute, sfai.org. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.